السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال مولانا الإمام جعفر الصادق: روحي وأرواح العالمين لمقدم الفدا، لو أن الناس أدوا حقوق أموالهم لكانوا عائشين بخير. صدق الله وصدق رسوله وصدق ولي الكريم. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, today is the 16th day of the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, 1443 after Hijrah. With the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than half of this month we are able to perform the fastings, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our amal. Today I'm going to be focusing one more noble lessons from the noble narrations from our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq, and he gives us a very beautiful advice and foundational or game-changing point for us. Our Imam says, "Law anna nas," if people honor the mutual rights of one another and help those in need, their lives would become more pleasant and satisfying themselves, to themselves. So, brothers and sisters, usually what happens is me, you, we, as a mankind, it's in our innate nature that I want to live in comfort, I want to enjoy my life, and indeed, we deserve to enjoy each and every split second of our life. We don't know when this life comes to the end. However, this enjoyment should not be at the price of ruining our future life. That's why it's very important to have a holistic approach and holistic understanding. Therefore, our sixth Imam, he says that, indeed, if we take care of our rights, we acknowledge the rights, holistic approach, our families, it means our spouse, they have certain rights, our children, they have certain rights, our parents, they have certain rights, our society, they have certain rights, our masjid, they have certain rights, our friends, they have certain rights, and so on and so forth. If we're able to have a good balance, and if I take care of my wajibats, if I pay my khums properly, in timely manner, if I take care of zakatul fitra, if I take care of other obligatory wajibats, if I take care of the needs of my mom, my father, my friends, and so on and so forth, we will going to have a best outcome. And just imagine that each and everyone practice the same thing, what will happen is all of us are going to live in a safe, comfort, pleasure, enjoyable life. Otherwise, it will affect. I may cut some corners and I think that I can do this, and that and by end of the day it will affect me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.